acts of worship, this is of categories. The first category, مَا يَكُونُ فِي أَصْلِ الْإِبَادَةِ, is that bid'ah which is in the core of the ibadah, yani it is in the origin of that act of worship. Barakallahu feekum. And that is that someone should innovate an act of worship that has no asal, it has no origin in the religion. So for example, someone innovates an extra salah. Right? So, khams salawat. You have five salawat that are obligatory upon the Muslim, someone creates a sixth, or a seventh, or an eighth salah. Secondly, ما يكون في الزيادة على العبادة المشروعة. What is an increase on what Allah has already legislated? So for example, the salah, Salatul Fajr, is two raka'at. Someone said, no, it's three raka'at. It's three raka'at. Or the fasting of Ramadan, you say, no, the fasting of Ramadan and the month before or the month after. This is al-ziyada ala ma huwa al-mashru'. Al-ziyadatu ala ma huwa al-mashru'. It is increasing upon what Allah has legislated. Thirdly, ما يكون في صفة أداء الإبادة بأن يؤديها على صفة غير مشروعة. That is that you innovate in the characteristic of that act of worship. So for example, that you should make dhikr of Allah, that you should make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِأَصْوَاتٍ جَمَاعِيَّةٍ بِأَصْوَاتٍ جَمَاعِيَّةٍ, yani you should make dhikr of Allah, everyone together. Right? The famous hadith by in Sunan al-Darimi, the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, where he approaches Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum, telling them about the people in the masjid, yani يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ بِأَصْوَاتٍ جَمَاعِيَّةٍ. They were making dhikr of Allah, how? Everyone together, right? So one person would say, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Everyone would say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So this is an innovation, قَتِلْ عِبَادَةً, in the characteristics of the worship. النوع الرابع, مَا يَكُونُ بِتَخْصِيصِ وَقْتٍ لِلْعِبَادَةِ الْمَشْرُوعَةِ, that it's, you are limiting the time of some worship. That the Sharia has not legislated. For example, someone says that the middle of Sha'ban, the middle of Sha'ban, the day is for fasting, the night is for standing up in prayer, even though the Sharia does not legislate. So these are the four different categories of bid'ah. Barakallahu feekum. What is the hukum on all of these bid'ahs in deen? What is the hukum? Kullu bid'atin dalala. Kullu bid'atin dalala. Every bid'ah is a dalala. Every single one. It's not a single one which is good. All of them are a dalala. Okay, those that say, barakallahu feekum, that la, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned that Salatul Taraweeh, praying it behind an imam, is a good bid'ah. And this is something, inshallah, we get into later. But the very simple answer is, to whose messengership do you give testification? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَ, and someone else said something else, who do you take? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, يُوشِكَ أَن تَنْزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ هِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أقول لكم قال رسول الله وتقولون قال أبو بكر قال عمر. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما, what did he say رضي الله تعالى عنهما? He said what? I fear that rocks are going to rain down upon you from the heavens. I'm telling you the Messenger of Allah said, and you're saying Abu Bakr and Umar said. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّ بِدَعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ كُلُّ بِدَعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. Coming back to our question, posed to Shaykh al-Fadil, Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan, أَيُّهُمَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا. Who has more punishment? Al-usatu am al-mubtadi'a? The sinners or the innovators? The Shaykh, he says, al-mubtadi'atu ashad. The innovators, they are more severe. لِأَنَّ الْبِدْعَةَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Because innovation is worse than sin. وَالْبِدْعَةُ أَحَبُّ إِلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. And bid'ah is more beloved to shan than sin. لِأَنَّ الْعَاصِي يَتُوبُ. Because the sinner seeks forgiveness. أَمَّا الْمُبْتَدِعَ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يَتُوبُ. As for the sinner, then little does he seek repentance. لِأَنَّهُ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ عَلَى حَقٍّ. Why? Because he believes he is upon the truth. Wallahi, ikhwan, I like sitting on the floor, but I'm getting old, so my feet fall asleep. So excuse me if I move around a little. لِأَنَّهُ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ عَلَى حَقٍّ. He believes he's upon the truth. بِخِلَافِ الْعَاصِي. And this is not the same as the sinner. فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ عَاصٍ. He knows he is a sinner. وَأَنَّهُ مُرْتَكِبٌ لِمَعْصِيَةٍ. And that he's partaking in sin. أَمَّا الْمُبْتَدِعَ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَى أَنَّهُ مُطِيعٌ. As for the innovator, he believes that he is obedient. وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى الطَّاعَةٍ. That he is upon obedience. فَلِذَلِكَ صارت البدعة. For that reason, bid'ah has become وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And refuge is sought with Allah. شَرًّا مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Worse than ma'asiyah. And we mentioned, barakallahu fikum, I believe it was Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, hafidhahullah, who said, what? That it is better for someone to listen to music than to listen to anashid. Than to listen to anashid. وَلِذَٰلِكَ يُحَذِّرُ السَّلَفْ مِنْ مَجَالِسَةِ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ. For this reason, the Salaf used to warn against sitting with the people of bid'ah. لِأَنَّهُمْ يُؤَثِّرُونَ عَلَى مَنْ جَالَسَهُمْ. Why? Because they have an effect on the people that sit with them. أَهْلُ الْبِدَعَةِ. You're not going to tell me they don't have an effect on you. You're not going to tell me that. You're not going to tell me you sit with Jamaat al-Tabligh. And when they come and they have the miswak and they're in the masjid and they're praying and they're reading the Qur'an, you're telling me that your heart's not going to attach yourself to that? You're not going to look at them and say, La, mashallah, look at him, he's reading Qur'an, mashallah, all night reading Qur'an. Look at him sitting, mashallah, all night, I was sleeping. I went to sleep, he's reading Qur'an, I woke up, he's reading Qur'an. I went to sleep, he's reciting, he's in the night prayer, I wake up, he's in the night prayer. But you don't know how many bid'ahs he has in that salah. But the heart can be attracted to that. Can be attracted to that, barakallahu fikum. For that reason, they used to warn from sitting with mubtadi'ah. Because they had an effect upon the person who sat with them. وَخَطْرُهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. And their danger is severe. The danger is severe, ya ikhwan. لا شك أن البدعة شر من المعصية. There is no doubt that bid'ah is worse than sin. وخطر المبتدع أشد على الناس من خطر العاصي. That the dangers of an innovator is more severe upon the people than the dangers of a sinner. ولهذا قال السلف. For this reason, the Salaf, they used to say, الاقتصاد في سنة خير من اجتهاد في بدعة. Being limited in sunnah is better than having ijtihad and being forthgoing in bid'ah. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, al-bid'atu ahabbu ila iblis min al-ma'siyah. He said, bid'ah, more beloved to shaitan than ma'siyah. فَإِنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةُ يُتَابُ مِنْهَا. The sin, you seek repentance from. وَالْبِدْعَةُ لَا يُتَابُ مِنْهَا. The bid'ah, you don't seek repentance from. He mentioned مجموع الفتاوى. And he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اِحْتَسَدَ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ صَاحِبْ كُلِّ بِدْعَةَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blocked tawbah, removed tawbah from the person of bid'ah. Allahu Akbar. Because of their sin. Look at their sin, ya ikhwan. Yani, are they sinners? No, they're sinners, right? But they're in a sin, and they don't know they're in a sin. You going to sit with someone like that? Huh? Or the person, barakallahu fikum, who's drowning. But he knows he's drowning. He knows he's drowning. So he comes up. He comes up for air, right? Sahib bid'ah, he's drowning, he doesn't even know he's drowning. You're going to hold hands with him? You're going to walk with him? You're going to relate with him? You don't fear for yourself? That you should be affected by what he's upon? Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, لا تجالس صاحب بدعة فإنه يمرض قلبك. Don't sit with the person of innovation, he's going to put a disease in your heart. And al-i'tisam. Some of the different proofs, Ya Ikhwan, regarding sitting against the people of bid'ah, going against the people of bid'ah, right? From the Quran, you have adillah. From the Sunnah, you have adillah. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. From the Sahaba, you have adillah. From the Tabi'un, you have adillah. From the A'imma that came after them, you have adillah. All the way to our time today. As for the Quran, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you see those people that are making a mockery of our verses, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. If you see the people, it has been revealed upon you in the book, أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا. If you hear the verses of Allah being disbelieved in, or being made a mockery of, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ. Do not sit with them. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Until they leave off that speech and take upon another speech. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's from the Qur'an. Two ayah. Min al-Qur'an. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the ayah in Surah Ali Imran, هُوَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ كتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب. To the end of it, وأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه. It is he who revealed the book upon you, in it are clear verses, right? And they are the mother of the book, all the way to the end of the ayah. وأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه. Those that have a disease in their heart, they follow that which is unclear from it. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said what? Barakallahu feekum. If you see those, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْ, then they are the ones that Allah has mentioned. فَحْذَرْهُمْ. Be careful from them. الْحَذَرْ مِنْ مَجَالَسَةِ أَهْلِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. Warning us from sitting with the people of innovation. Warning us from sitting with the people of innovation. So now you have the Quran, you have the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When Humayd ibn Abd al-Rahman and Yahya ibn Ya'mar, when they mentioned to Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu the qissa of Mu'mad al-Juhni. Right? What did Ibn Umar say? فَإِذَا لَقِيْتَ أُولَٰئِكَ فَأَخْبِرْهُمْ. If you meet them, then tell them أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ بُرَاءٌ مِّنِّي. That I am far removed from them and they are far removed from me. Quran wa sunnah wa aqwal as-sahaba yakfikum. طيب, I have more. Ibn Aun. Who is Ibn Aun? Who is Ibn Aun's teacher? Muhammad ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala. Qala Ibn Aun rahimahullah, kana Muhammad ibn Sirin رحمه الله يرى أن أسرع الناس ردة أهل الأهواء. Muhammad ibn Sirin used to see the quickest of people for ردة, يعني rejecting Islam, are the people of أهواء, the people of desires, the people of بدعة. وكان يرى أن هذه الآية أنزلت فيهم. And he used to see that the following ayah was revealed regarding them. Which ayah? وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. If you see the people making a mockery of the verses of Allah, then stay away from them. Muhammad ibn Sirin, this is mentioned in Al-Ibana of Ibn Battah. He used to see that this ayah was regarding the people of innovation. That this ayah was regarding Ahlul Bid'ah. Imam al-Tabari, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah, he mentioned, وَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ الدِّلَالَةُ الْوَاضِحَةُ عَلَى النَّهِي عَنْ مَجَالِسَةِ أَهْلِ الْبَاطِلِ مِنْ كُلِّ نَوْعٍ مِنَ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ وَالْفَسِقَةِ إِنَّا خَوْضِهِ فِي بَاطِلِهِ. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he mentions in this ayah, regarding this ayah, that in it is a clear proof on a prohibition of sitting with the people of falsehood. From the people of bid'ah and the people of sin, when they are partaking in that batil, when they are partaking in their falsehood. From the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Those that divide up their religion into groups and parties, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. You have nothing to do with them. What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu jalla wa ala Imam Sa'di rahimahullah, he writes, وَأَمَرَهُ وَيَتَبَرَّأَ مِمَّنْ فَرَّقَ دِينَهُمْ. Allah has ordered him to separate himself from those that divide the religion. From those that divide it. And he says, barakallahu fiqo, that this, it includes in it the Yahud, the Nasara, those that divided the religion, and it also includes in it the people of bid'ah. It also includes in it people of bid'ah. So ayah after ayah, one, establishing al-mura'atu min ahl al-bid'ah. Separation between us and them. Separation between us and them, barakallahu fiqh. Enough? I have one more. Iyab, he mentioned a riwayah from Ibn Nafi' an Malik. Malik ibn Anas, rahimahullah. He said, listen to this, Ikhwan. لو أن العبد ارتكب الكبائر كلها دون الإشراك بالله شيء. If a slave partakes in every kabira, every major sin, دون الإشراك بالله شيء, removing from the kabair, يعني أكبر الكبائر is what? شرك بالله تعالى. So someone partakes in any kabira, except shirk. ثُمَّ نَجَى مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَهْوَىٰ. But then he is safe from all of these desires, meaning all of these bid'at. لَرَجَوْتُ أَنْ يَكُونَ فِي أَعْلَى جَنَّاتِ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. I desire, I hope for him to be in the highest levels of Jannatul Firdaus. لِأَنَّ كُلَّ كَبِيرَةٍ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ مِنْهَا عَلَى رِجَاءٍ. Why? Because every major sin that exists between a slave and his Lord, that slave is hoping, is wishing for the mercy of Allah in that sin. وَكُلْ هَوَى لَيْسَ هُوَ مِنْهُ عَلَى رِجَاءٍ. But every act of disobedience, of bid'ah, he has no hope. He's not hoping for the mercy of Allah. He's not wishing, oh Allah, forgive me. He doesn't have that with him. Imam Malik. إِنَّهَا يَحْوِي بِصَاحِبِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ. But rather, it leads him to the fire of Al-Jahannam. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, what did he do with people of bid'ah? Get him out the masjid. Right? When he came, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. Imam Malik, right? He went through al-istawa ma'alum. Ghayr majhul. It's not unknown. We know what istawa is. Right? Al-imanu bihi wajib. Believing in it is obligatory. Was-su'alu anha ish bid'ah. Asking about it is bid'ah. وَأَرَاكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْبِدْعَةِ. كَمَا قَالَ. And I see you to be a person of bid'ah. Then he ordered for him to be removed from the masjid. Then he say, I'm going to advise. أَنْسَحُكَ. Let me advise you. And then you can sit here. And you can talk to the people and lead them all astray. Rather, he ordered for him to be moved from the masjid. The person, he eats garlic or onions. Should he come to the masjid? Huh? Why? He's going to offend the people, right? So, you're going to tell the people, don't eat garlic and onions and come to the masjid, but it's okay for you to be on bid'ah and come to the masjid? Did Imam Malik say, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهِ. Then who is more oppressive than the one who prevents the name of Allah to be mentioned in the masjid? No, let me mention he's going to come, he's going to pray. No, I don't want to be from the most oppressive. No, Imam Malik said, get him out the masjid. And which masjid? Masjid al-Nabawi. هَكَذَا أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ فِي مُعَامِلَتِهِمْ مَعَ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ. This is how we deal with the people of bid'ah. This is what we do to them. Why? Because we fear for ourselves. We fear for what they will do to us. Barakallahu fiikum. The next question. Afwan. Shaykhul Islam ibn Uthaymeen in the previous question. Some footnotes. Barakallahu fiikum. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, fi khatri ahl al-bid'ah, in the dangers of the people of bid'ah, walawla man yuqimuhu Allah li daf'i durari ha'ula, if it was not for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stood up in defense of the harms of these people, meaning the people of bid'ah, lafasad ad-deen, the religion would have been corrupted. وَكَانَ فَسَادُهُ أَعْظَمُ, and their corruption would have been greater, مِنْ فَسَادِ إِسْتِلَاءِ الْعَدُوءِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْحَرْبِ, than the overtaking of the people of war, yani the Jews, the Christians, the kuffar. فَإِنَّا هَؤُلَاءِ إِذَا اسْتَوْلُوا لَمْ يَفْسِدُوا الْقُلُوبِ وَمَا فِيهَا مِنَ الدِّينِ إِلَّا تَبَعًا. Rather those, if they come, if yani the kuffar, they were to take over the Muslim lands, you know they're kuffar. You know they're kuffar, so they don't attack the heart. The people of bid'ah, the first thing they attack is your heart. That's the first thing they attack is your heart. Because their surah, the way they approach you, right? When you look at them, what do you see? You see Islam. They have the lihya. Maybe they're dressed in Muslim clothing. Right? Maybe they have great adab. Maybe they have great manners and etiquette. Right? So your heart is attracted. That's what they desire. That's what they desire, barakallahu feekum. Now, the next question. هل من انتمى إلى الجماعات يعتبر مبتدئا, the one who attaches himself to these different jama'at, these different groups, is he considered a مبتدئة, is he considered a person of innovation? The shaykh, he answers and he says, بارك الله فيكم, هذا حسب الجماعات, this is dependent upon the group, the jama'ah that he attaches himself to. فالجماعات التي عندها مخالفات للكتاب والسنة يعتبر المنتمي إليها مبتدعا. So those groups that oppose the Quran and the Sunnah, and the person that attaches himself to those groups is a person of innovation. Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his fatawa, وَلَيْسَ لِأَهَدِنَا يُنْسِبَ لِلْأُمَّةِ شَخْصًا يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ طَرِيقَتِهِ وَيُوَالِ وَيُعَادِ عَلَيْهَا غَيْرَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is not for anyone to ascribe for this ummah a person, calling to that person's path, making allegiances and foes upon that other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا يَنْصِبُ لَهُمْ كَلَامًا يُوَالِي عَلَيْهِ وَيُعَادِي غَيْرَ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. Nor can you ascribe to them some speech and then make speech other than the speech of Allah and His Messenger. وَمَا إِسْتَمَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْأُمَّةِ, and that which the ummah has consensus over. بَلْ هَذَا مِنْ فِعْلِ أَهْلِ, rather this is from the actions of the people of bid'ah. الَّذِينَ يَنْصِبُونَ لَهُمْ شَخْصًا, those that get a person or speech or kalaman, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْأُمَّةِ, then they divide the ummah based upon that. يُوَالُونَ بِهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْكَلَامُ وَتِلْكَ النِّسْبَةِ وَيُعَادُونَ, يعني their wala, their bara is upon this person or this manhaj or this this individual, not upon kitab and sunnah, not upon kitab and sunnah, waliyadu billah. The shaykh, he was asked, barakallahu feekum, ma ra'yukum fil jama'at ka hukm al-'am, كَهُكْمِ عَامٍ, what is your opinion regarding the different groups in a general ruling? The shaykh, he said, كُلُّ مَنْ خَالَفَ جَمَاعَةَ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ فَهُوَ الضَّالِ, anyone who opposes the jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah, and they are astray. مَا عِنْدَنَا إِلَّا جَمَاعَ وَاحِدَةً. We do not have except one group. هُمْ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. They are هَذِهِ الْجَمَاعَةِ فَهُوَ مُخَالِفِ مَنْهَجَ الرَّسُولِ. And the one who goes against his jama'ah, they are going against the manhaj of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the names, right? Ahlu sunnati wal jama'ah. Firqatul Naj, As-Salafiyun. Ahlul Hadith. Ahlul Athar. All of these are the names of Ahlu sunnati wal jama'ah. And what they are known by, barakallahu feekum. Qulu aydan, we also say, كل من خالف أهل السنة والجماعة فهو من أهل الأهواء. Anyone who opposes أهل السنة والجماعة, then they are from the people of desires. والمخالفات تختلف في الحكم. The مخالفات, the disagreements, يعني them disagreeing with the sunnah, then the حكم, the ruling upon that is different. بالتضليل أو تكفير. Some of them are upon ضلالة, some of them may, they are sinning, right? While others, it's takfir, that bid'ah has caused them to disbelieve. So it's dependent upon how big or small that bid'ah is, and how far or close it is to the truth. The shaykh, he was asked, barakallahu feekum, hal تُخَالَتْ الْجَمَاعَاتَمْ تُحْجَرْ. All of these different groups, do we mix with them or do we abandon them? اسمعوا, listen. This is important. الْمُخَالِفَةُ إِذَا كَانَ الْقَصْدُ مِنْهَا دَعْوَتَهُمْ. You mix with them, يعني you go to them. إِذَا كَانَ الْقَصْدُ مِنْهَا دَعْوَتَهُمْ. If your desire through that is to give them da'wah. طيب. As for the one who preceded me here, right? May Allah guide him and rectify his affair and ours. What did he say? He said, no. We go, and the question he posed to Sheikh Al-Luhaydan and one other from the Mashayikh. Aina Rajihi. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Rajihi. Barakallahu feekum. That we go to them to go give them da'wah. Say, where is your da'wah? Show me your da'wah. Show me your da'wah. Were you saying to the Shaykh, we're going to them to give da'wah, but when the brothers ask you, you're saying, no, we're going to them to learn how to build a community? Why? What do they have that you want to learn from? And it just shows, if you want to go and learn from them how to build a community, and not go to Kitab and Sunnah, and learn from Kitab and Sunnah how to build a community, there's your khata. Except that you don't think that teaching Kitab and Sunnah builds a community. Establishing Tawheed builds a community. Tarbiyah upon the ahadith of the Messenger builds a community. Referring back to the etiquette of the Prophet ﷺ builds a community. What do they have to teach us? But rather you and the likes of you are taken by them. You're taken by them. Their massages glitter in your eyes. You look at them and you deem them to be something compared to where you're at. You deem them to be better than your brothers from the Salafis and your sisters from the Salafis. You deem their masajid to be better than the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah. You deem them to be better than that. وَالْإِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. You're not going to them to give da'wah. If you were going to them to give da'wah, there was no need for you to forward out a hadith. Forward out invitation to the people. What, your Ammatul Nas from the Masjid are going to go there and give da'wah? What are you, tablighi now? You tablighi now that you take the entire Masjid to go give da'wah? Masjid Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sends who? Ibn Mas'ud. Huh? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. radiallahu ta'ala anhum jami'an to Yemen, right? Did he say, go, take this Bedouin tribe with you too? No! What da'wah did you go and give them? And then you look at the recordings of Tahir Wahid and who's this guy? A.K. Mufti, Muhammad Munir. Where's their da'wah? Show me your da'wah. Show me your da'wah at EGMA. What bid'ah did you tell them about? What bid'ah did you tell them about? Barakallahu feekum. Even if it's not recorded, wallahi, come to me and say, uqsumu billah, swear by Allah and say, wallahi, I advise them against Qaradawi. I advise them against Yasir Qadhi. I advise them against Yusuf Estes. I advise them against democracy. I advise them against all of this stuff. That won't excuse anything else. At least we'll know that maybe you gave them some advice. Allahu musta'an. The Shaykh, he says, Al-Mukhalitatu idha kana al-qasdu minha da'watahum. You can go to them if, you can mix with them if, the intent is giving them da'wah. Mimman indahum ilmun wa basira. Those that have knowledge and insight, they can go. Not everyone else, not Muhammad and Ahmed from the Masjid. إِلَى التَّمَسُّقْ بِالسُّنَّةِ You call them to the sunnah. وَتَرْقُ الْخَطَأْ فَهَذَا طَيِّبٌ Then leaving off their mistakes. This is good. وَهُوَ مِنَ الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ And that is from da'wah to Allah. أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ الْإِخْتِلَاطُ مَعَهُمْ مِنْ أَدْنِ الْمُعَانِسَةِ مَعَهُمْ وَالْمُصَاهِبَةِ لَهُمْ بِدُونِ دَعْوَى وَبِدُونِ بَيَانِ فَهَذَا لَا يَجُوزُ But as far as you going to them and mixing with them, to have companionship with them, to be with them, without giving them da'wah, without clarifying anything, then this is not allowed. فَلَا يَجُوزُ لِلْإِنسَانَ يُخَالِطَ الْمُخَالِفِينَ إِلَّا عَلَى وَجْهٍ فِي فَائِدَ شَرْعِيَّةٍ You are not allowed to mix with those that oppose, except that in it is some legislated benefit. مِنْ دَعْوَتِهِمْ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ الصَّحِيحِ By calling them to the correct Islam. وَتَوْدِيهُ الْحَقْ لَهُمْ And clarifying the truth to them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that they may return to the truth. كما ذهب ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى المبتدعة الذين في المسجد As ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه he went to the مبتدعة in the masjid ووقف عليهم and he stopped upon them وأنكر عليهم بدعتهم And he warned them against their Which bid'ah did he warn them against? Which bid'ah? Their bid'ah, right? Did he go and say generally bid'ah is bad and then walk away? أنكر على بدعتهم This action, the one that you are doing, this is wrong. He didn't give them a general warning against bid'ah. That a person walks away, he still doesn't know what is bid'ah. أَنْكَرَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِدْعَتَهُمْ He refuted their bid'ah. This thing that you're doing is bid'ah. Stop doing this. This is bid'ah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah ذهب إلى الخوارج وناظرهم وبحث شبههم ورجع منهم من رجع ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه when he went to the Khawarij and he refuted their doubts and then those that returned with him فالمخالفة لهم إذا كانت على هذا الوجه فهي مطلوبة if it's upon this then it's allowed but look at the examples here one From their habits, ya ikhwan, is what? You see the full question, right? What would they do? They would translate the first line. Right? And leave it at that. But then go on. Mention the examples. Ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Abbas with the Khawarij. That's when you understand, this is what it should look like. This is how we should be abiding. This is how we should be sitting with them. ما Muhammad ibn Bandar al-Jarjani, he said to Imam Ahmad, إِنَّهُ لَيَشْتَدُّ عَلَيَّ أَنْ أَقُولَ فُلَانْ كَذَا وَفُلَانْ كَذَا. He said, it's difficult for me, to Imam Ahmed, to say that such and such person is like this. Such and such person is like this. فَقَالَ Imam Ahmed, Imam Ahmed, he said, إِذَا سَكَتَّ أَنْتَ وَسَكَتُّ أَنَا فَمَتَى يَعْرِفَ الْجَاهِلْ السَّهِيمِ مِنَ السَّقِيمِ. If you be quiet and I be quiet, when is the ignorant one going to know what is good and what is bad? Allahu Akbar. وَإِنَّمَا سُئِلَ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ عَنْ حُسَيْنِ الْكَرَابِيسِ قَالَ لِلسَّائِلِ هُوَ مُبْتَدِعٌ. When he was asked regarding Hussein al-Kirabisi, he said he is a person of bid'ah. وَقَالَ فِي مَوْضِعٍ آخر, he said in another place, إِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ وَهُسَيْنَ الْكِرَابِيسِ لَا تُكَلِّمْهُ وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ مَنْ يُكَلِّمْهُ. He said, be aware of Hussein al-Kirabisi. Do not speak to him, do not speak to the person who speaks to him. And he repeated that four or five times. بَلْ يَرَى السَّلَفْ الْكَلَامُ فِي أَهْلِ الْبِدْعِ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالْإِعْتِكَافِ. The Salaf, they used to see speaking against the people of bid'ah better than fasting and praying and i'tikaf. Why? هذا هو بارك الله فيك يا إسماعيل. That when you do salah or som or i'tikaf, who's benefiting from that?
You.
But when you speak out against ahl bid'ah, who's benefiting from that? Everyone. بارك الله فيك. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله was said to him, الرجل يصوم ويصلي ويعتكف أحب إليك أو يتكلم في أهل البدعة. Who said to him, a man he fasts, he prays, does i'tikaf, is that more beloved to you? Or, أَوْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي أَهْلِ الْبِدَعَةِ, or that you should speak against the people of innovation. فَقَالَ إِذَا صَامَ وَصَلَّى وَاعْتَكِفَ وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ لِنَفْسِهِ. If he fasts and prays and does i'tikaf, then that is for himself. وَإِذَا تَكَلَّمَ فِي أَهْلِ الْبِدَعَةِ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ هَذَا أَفْضَلْ. If he speaks against the people of bid'ah, this is from the Muslims, this is better. It's more than fatawa. Na'am. Inshallah ta'ala, ya ikhwan, we will suffice with this for today. If there's any questions, inshallah, and we're not going to take many, but if there's any questions the brothers can ask, then you have no guarantee from me, and you'll get an answer about it. Tafadhal.
Did you go to question 6, answer again?
Question 6. He said that the question was, هَلْ مَنْ إِنْتِمَا إِلَى الْجَمَعَاتِ يَعْتَبِرُ مُبْتَدِعًا. The one who attaches himself to a jama'ah, is he a mubtadi'ah, is he an innovator? The shaykh, he says, this is dependent upon the jama'ah. So if the jama'ah that has mukhalifat, has disagreement with the book and the sunnah, the one who attaches himself to it is considered a mubtadi'ah. Now, Sheikh.
The four types of bid'ah, is that?
The specifying of a time that has not been specified by the Prophet of the world. At-tafsisu fil waqt. Naam, Sheikh.
The statement that the Prophet of the world, they don't sit with the people of bid'ah.
فَإِنَّهُ يُمْرِدُ قَلْبَكَ, because they will put a disease in your heart. نعم يا أخي.
Did you, I don't remember giving a surah or ayah or the crucial of Quran under question.
Afwan, I don't believe I wrote those down. Inshallah, I'll bring them next time around, inshallah. طيب يا اخوان we will suffice with this. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Inshallah, I will see you brothers Sunday, inshallah, after Fajr, for the explanation of the statement of Ibn Sirin. إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينَ هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله يبارك فيكم.